CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Well, 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 this is a pleasant surprise. Good morning. How come you're up so early? Did you get up to have breakfast with your daddy?
Well, not really.
Oh.
I had to get up early because I'm going to ride my bicycle to school.
Oh? Ride your bicycle to school? Why, aren't you taking the school bus these days, same as you did last year?
Well, yes, usually, but not today. Will you pour me some orange juice, please?
Some what?
Some orange juice.
It's not orange juice, it's orange juice. Oh, yeah, here. Give me a glass. That's pretty far to be riding your bicycle, isn't it? Well, what's so special about today?
Susie and Jimmy Owen ride this all the time. And we're going to meet Candy and Nancy and Gail and some friends of hers at the corner down by the lake pavilion. And Mommy said I could.
Are you sure your mother said you could? Going through all that traffic by the shopping center?
Oh, Daddy.
Oh, Daddy, nothing now. Did you say Betsy could ride her bicycle to school today? Huh? Where's your mother?
Putting things in the washing machine. But you don't need to ask her if she said I could because she did say so.
Are you calling me?
Of course I'm calling you, Betsy. What's this about Betsy riding her bicycle to school today?
Riding her bicycle to school? I should say not, for goodness sake, all that way.
I asked you yesterday and you said I could.
No, I never.
Yes, you did, Mommy. I asked you and you said yes.
Well, if I said yes, I had my mind on something else, you are most certainly not riding your bicycle a mile to school. All that traffic with men driving to work?
Oh, Mommy, the others are going to, and they'll think I'm a baby.
You are not going to.
Whoa, no, wait a minute. Let's just everybody calm down here and let's talk it over.
Understand you at all. That you would even consider letting Betsy ride her bicycle to school.
Well, now, look, I don't think just this once would hurt. Naturally, I wouldn't consider it all the time. I mean, after this, you'll take the school bus as usual.
If we let her ride her bike to school just this once, she'll be after us all the time because she did do it once.
No, I won't, Mommy, honest.
It's nearly a mile to school. You've never even ridden that far.
I can do it. It's nothing.
All the traffic around the lake road?
Well, there's not that much traffic. Now, really, honey, and as a matter of fact, most men driving to work are on the lookout for kids on bicycles because there are a lot of them going to school.
She has to go right through that crossroads at the shopping center. You can't tell me there isn't traffic there. Even a little nervous in the car.
We aren't going that way, Mommy. Jimmy Owen says we cut up for a light pavilion, and then...
Well, you have to cross the boulevard somewhere.
No, we don't. We go under the bridge.
What bridge?
Oh, I know what you mean. The viaduct. Well, that's all right. I mean, there's not much traffic there. Look, sweetheart, she'll be with four others.
Six of us.
All right, six. And a group of six children on bicycles is a lot safer than one little girl pedaling along alone. I say let her do it.
Well, I...
Oh, thank you, Daddy, and thank you, Mommy. I'll go get my books and put them in the bag on my bicycle.
Well, I am just going to worry myself sick.
Darling, you can't worry about everything she does. Besides, if the other kids do something, she just naturally wants to do it, too. I mean, you were the same way. I was like that. And she's right, as a matter of fact. She doesn't want them to think of her as a baby who can't do anything.
No, I suppose not. But I just don't approve of this at all.
Now, look, one other thing. Don't call the school later on to see if she got there safely.
Well...
Now, honey, I mean it. Don't call the school.
Hello? Yes, that's right. No, Miss Williams, I didn't want to talk to Betsy. In fact, I don't even want her to know that I called the school. I didn't call this morning because I know how busy you all are. But I thought if I called now, this noon, during the lunch hour, that Miss Velma, Betsy's teacher, might be in the teacher's room, and I could make sure that Betsy got to school all right this morning. Well, she rode her bicycle, and well, I know I'm acting like a nervous Nellie, but I just couldn't... Yes. No. Don't call Miss Velma to the phone. If you just ask her, Miss Williams, if Betsy did get... All right.
Mommy?
Yes, now you be a good boy. Mommy's on the phone.
Betsy.
Yes, I'm talking about Betsy. Huh?
There, Betsy. There.
No, Bobby. Betsy's not outside. She's in school. Hello?
She was in class.
Well, I feel better knowing she got there safely. Yes. Thank you. Well, I'm sorry to bother you, Miss Williams. Thank you. Goodbye.
Betsy!
Yes, dear Betsy. Got to school, and when she gets home after school, maybe she'll take you outside and then you can go for a walk, huh?
Betsy!
For heaven's sake, she is home. Well, you did see her out there.
Betsy crying.
Crying? Oh, Betsy, what in the world, dear?
Oh, Mommy. Mommy.
Oh, my darling, what is it? What's happened? What are you doing home at lunchtime? Why are you crying? Mm-hmm. Come in, darling. What is it? You fell down and cut your ear. Darling, baby, darling. Come on, Mommy, dear. Come on. Right out to the kitchen. Mommy, help you. Now let me wash it off and put something on it.
Betsy's crying.
Yes, well, Betsy's crying because she's hurt. You're not hurt, so you don't need to cry, Bobby. Come on, Betsy. All right, Bobby, that's enough of that. Now, there's nothing wrong with you. Now, just stop it. Now, just get that look off your face. Now, just stop it. All right, that's enough. Why, you poor little thing, Betsy. Yes.
It's all bleeding.
Yes. Yes, I know. Let's get back, Bobby. I know, dear. Mommy, wash it off. How did it happen, sweetheart?
I fell off my bicycle.
Yeah, I can't understand you, honey. You fell off your bicycle?
Yes.
Sit up on the table now. Put your foot on the chair here. And get at your knee better. Goodness, you didn't have to ride all the way home from school to get your knee fixed. Why didn't you go to the nurse at the school in the first aid room, huh?
Oh, it hurts so.
Well, hold still now. Let me get it washed off a little bit. Bobby, could you stand back? Well, you can see enough. Now, just stand back a little bit. Now hold still, Betsy.
Oh, it stings.
Oh, goodness. It's just water. I have to wash the dirt off. Now, be a brave girl. Oh, you did get quite a banged up knee, didn't you?
And break my ankle, too. And that hurts.
Oh, break your ankle, yes. Now, hold still. Bobby, I know you're being sympathetic, but just stand back a little bit. Now, just get back, will you? Just get back. Now, when did this happen, Betsy? Just now during the lunch hour?
Yes.
Well, I didn't think you were allowed to ride your bicycles around on the playground during lunch recess, are you?
Ow!
Oh, now, I didn't touch you. Now, just hold still. Matter of fact, your knee is mostly scraped. Not much of a cut here at all. Now, just hold still while Mommy puts a little of this on it and a Band-Aid. It doesn't hurt or sting or anything. Now, just be brave. My goodness, there. Now, let's get the Band-Aid on.
Band-Aid.
Yes, Band-Aid. Now, get away, Bobby. Now, don't touch it. Go on. Tell Mommy how it happened, Betsy.
I don't feel like talking, Mommy. I think maybe if I just lay down quietly upstairs on my bed... I feel sick.
Oh, honey, darling, do you? I'll carry you up, honey.
Oh, don't bother answering it, Mommy. I'm just so sick, I'd better get upstairs.
Well, the phone's right here, darling. It won't take a minute to answer it. And you wait so Mommy can carry you now. Hello? Yes?
Poor Betsy.
Yes? Yes, I know. She just came home.
Mommy, I think I can get upstairs by myself.
She did what? They went where for lunch? Betsy, you come back here. Of course I will. I certainly will. Thank you for calling, Miss Williams. Goodbye. Betsy, come back here. Come back here. Sit down.
I don't think I can, Mommy. My knee hurts so terrible. I can't bend it.
Instead of having your hot lunch at school, which you're supposed to and which we pay for, did you and your bicycling friends ride down to a store a half a mile away for lunch?
I can't sing. My knee hurts so.
You'll live. Now answer me.
It was Susie's idea, not mine.
You know it's against the rule, don't you? Don't you?
No, I didn't.
Betsy.
I didn't. Nobody ever told us that. They didn't. None of the teachers ever said we couldn't ride our bicycles down to the store and buy some lunch on it. I never heard anyone say we couldn't.
Well, there's certainly some rule, I'm sure of that. There must be, or Miss Williams wouldn't have called me just now to say you weren't at school.
I don't care. I never heard of any rule like that. Honest!
Where did you get the money? Was it what I gave you this morning to pay for next week's hot lunch?
Yes.
And what did you buy for lunch at the store? Answer me, please.
I had a popsicle and a chocolate cupcake with pink frosting and some potato chips and some orange pop and butter pecan ice cream cone.
Oh, it's no wonder you feel sick. When did you fall down on your bike?
In front of the store. I dropped my ice cream cone and I tried to get it.
Betsy, naughty.
Yes, Betsy's naughty.
Mama finds Betsy?
No. I'm not going to spank her. Betsy will go to her room until her father gets home.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding. She arrived home weeping and wailing like Camille, and I was so sympathetic until I found out.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Well, one good thing. I don't think we'll have any trouble with her wanting to ride her bicycle to school again.
No, that's hardly the point. She certainly has to be punished, even if she has learned a lesson. She must have known it was against the rules to ride her bike off to a store half a mile away during lunch hour.
Well, now, wait a minute. It may well be that nobody ever did tell them not to. Pete, who'd ever think they would do such a thing? You know, when I was in grade school, a bunch of us once climbed to the top of the water tower during lunch hour. Why we weren't killed, I don't know. But anyhow, we got down safely, and we were absolutely astonished to find out that everybody was mad at us. The principal, all the teachers, wringing their hands, more to do, and everybody excited. Nobody had ever told us it was against the rules to climb the water tower. We just didn't know anything about it.
Well, she spent her next week's hot lunch money. It has to be turned in today, and since it wasn't, now I'll have the extra duty of making her sandwiches and packing the lunch for a whole week.
Look, make her do it. Make her get up earlier to pack her own lunch.
Yeah.
Why not?
That's a very good idea. Marvelous idea. Yeah. Fine. She hates to do that, too. That's a good idea. You go upstairs and tell her that, huh?
Yeah, okay, I will. I'll read her the riot act. By the way, how's her knee?
Well, she's got a nasty scrape on it there. She really does.
Oh, well, the poor kid. Oh, boy, I tell you, this growing up tough business.
Oh, I know. Bobby!
What?
Now, No. That's Daddy's shoe polish, dear.
Well, now there. Now, look, did you ever tell Bobby it was a rule that he was not to eat my shoe polish?
Well, it is. No, of course it is.
You never told him, did you?
Now, Bobby, don't eat Daddy's shoe polish.
All right, there. You see, you can't make it retroactive. And now, don't worry. Look, you've got more on him than in him. All right, come on, let's get it over with. You deal with him, and I'll deal with Betsy. Then let's settle down to a quiet family dinner. Good luck.
Now, Bobby.
What?
We do not eat shoe polish.
No?
No.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Francie Myers and Madeline Pierce and is produced by Walter Hart, directed by Dick Stenta. This is Gaylord Avery.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Darrell Hawkins speaking.